Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here, the real story behind the story is the DJD program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here to extrapolate what she can out of what's going on in this crazy world of ours, as is Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen has great comments thinking about what's what. What's the rub? Remember that old expression, here's the rub? What's the rub to simply fixing all of this, to manifest in your mind? Thoughts are things, and we're all full of, well, we are, I'm not. But a lot, I don't think anybody here is, but there's so much fear-based thinking now. Do you get it, folks? It is as you think it to be. And at the moment, a lot of people think, oh my God, this is terrible. And what really is going on is, I think this was off the air, we were having this conversation about the cycle of this. From what most people can gather, this is about a 4 or 5 month cycle. And as it started in December in China, with those lying bastards over there not telling us the truth, it seems that it is somewhat subsiding in China now, at least it isn't. But the problem with the numbers that they're saying is that they aren't to be believed, because what do you believe, if anything, that comes out of China? I don't want to throw cold water on the fact that the situation seems to be getting a bit better there. But, you know, the Japanese aren't talking about this either, because they don't want to delay the Tokyo Games. Can you imagine think about the financial hit, though, that's going on. The airlines, folks at American and United yesterday and Delta announcing really sharp cutbacks, especially for international. And if what Trump has said takes effect, you look at the lines over in Europe of people trying to get the heck out of there before. So to kill tourism in Europe, it'll make for our country, going to have a great summer tourism-wise, because, again, unless I miss my guess, the disruption will be over by May. But what toll will it take in the next 2 months? I know it's taken a toll on my business, Jennifer, your business, the business of this business. And you look around at some of the other things, the low mortgage rates. Wow! Look at the line. The number of refinance applications up 80% from the same time last month, the highest level since the recovery right after everything went into the, well, I mean, the recovery didn't start in 2009, didn't start in, actually until 2012, 10, well, maybe 11. But as everything tanked in 2009, number of refis going through the roof, and that has six times higher. Think about that. Than it was a year ago, and pretty much double what it was a month ago. So everybody, you don't even, anybody know? Jennifer, are you going to go for a refi? Yeah. You're the only one here who's got a mortgage. Hmm?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to try for sure.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you? You get good credit, and you can, why not save some money? Some people are saving as much as 37% on the interest rates if you break it all down. So it's really, I don't know how much of that is being covered. But most of the, I'm looking at the point spread here.
The problem, is refi is fine, and that's great for anybody who can do it. But the problem, though, when you look at it economically, even though the mortgage rates are so low, people are not applying for new mortgages, which means they're not buying houses, they're not buying property. And that's a friend of mine's in real estate in New York City, and he said that over the last couple of years, New York City is kind of an indicator of how the rest of the country is really doing, and stuff is just not moving in New York at all.
Well,
it's really tough.
Really dear friends who lives across the street from me and is one of the area's best and biggest retail sales guys, residential side, not the commercial side. His business is through the roof. And part of it, he says, is because People who are going to buy a house anyway are moving faster to do it because now the interest rates are so low. 3.29% for a 30-year fixed mortgage. A 15-year fixed mortgage, 2.79%. That's the average now. And a one-year, well, if you take a five-year with an adjustable, it's a 3.18%.
I have a friend who just put her house up for sale this weekend. 9 offers, the house is sold in 3 days.
Yeah.
It must just be like where you are then, because even in New Jersey, stuff is just not moving. It's
really
crazy. Like, I'm on the Jersey Shore. I mean, this is usually the time when everybody buys their summer place, and it's just one for sale sign after another, and it's been that way for, you know, 6 months, 8 months, maybe even a year in some places. It's very bizarre.
It is. The whole damn thing is so bizarre. I'm trying to remember what it was like in 2009, and I was so focused on my own business.
It was all foreclosures then.
Yeah, it was a lot of foreclosures. That would not happen in this circumstance because they won't let it happen. And they know they'll go back to where it was and just give people a moratorium, add to whatever it is that the cost of the mortgage is as you
run
it
through.
Well,
that's what Bloomberg came under criticism for, the redlining. So he essentially blamed the entire economic collapse on because of the lack of redlining, meaning that you're drawing a red line against essentially minorities who couldn't get loans.
And he wasn't wrong about that. I don't think he was wrong about it, frankly. The president of American Airlines has sent the members of, and I think all the other airlines are doing the same thing, whether they're being as aggressive. There's a video update in my inbox from American on how they're handling COVID-19. In other words, they have taken video of what they're doing to keep the planes clean. And that's, because we're all, those of us, I fly American pretty much all the time, and the planes are nothing to brag about in terms of cleanliness. So they're trying to turn that around because people who fly, not only American, you can apply that to any of these domestic airlines, and I don't know, maybe the international airlines are the same as the ones that are based elsewhere. The planes are just plain dirty, if you'll pardon the pun. So the ongoing coronavirus situation at American, how they're changing the schedule, how it is. I noticed yesterday I was on, because I haven't taken other trips, I was on the site, and I just checked back for, because I have to go back home again, what is it, the 25th. So I just looked at the trip that I had booked last week, and it's $100 cheaper now than it was when I booked it. And you can see that happening all over the place. Yesterday, or the day before, I remember, but it was this week's Spirit, which is an airline that has no reason for being, but yet they've expanded, offering a cross-country trip for $88. That kind of airline is the one that goes down first. The cheap ones go down the tube first. The ones that have been around, the Heritage Airlines, not. But then I went to Americans. It was $90 because I went to the American site to see what an L.A. New York trip was, and the cheapest flight, if you get on the plane a week from today, is $88. So it's $2 cheaper on American than it is. It's nuts. It is nuts, 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 nuts. But it will continue, I'm guessing, for a couple more months. So you got to grin and bear it. You better hunker down because things are not going to – I don't see things getting a little better or big, especially if people follow suit, like the basketball season is canceled. And then what's going to happen next? No baseball, the season opens, and nobody's in the stands? That's – what is that? That's 2 weeks away, right? 2 weeks before the first games. So what's happening there?
They're going to have a
business.
Well, the baseball games are. They're saying that if there are limitations to where baseball games are being played, that they would move them to the visitor stadium. So if it's the Dodgers versus the Kansas City, well, it wouldn't be Kansas City. If it's the Dodgers versus Arizona, they would move Dodgers home opener to Arizona if there are no limitations on crowd. But the NBA's already made this decision. You can't think that the NHL and Major League Baseball are looking at the same thing.
Of course they are. In the latest DJV podcast, we talk about one of the things not being canceled by the coronavirus. The Smurf Festival is going on in France. That's in the current DJV podcast. Plus Harvey Weinstein's email threatening Jennifer Aniston. The story of Harvey Weinstein and what's Weinstein. You told me to pronounce it Weinstein, I think, Victoria, right?
It's Weinstein, yeah.
Weinstein, okay. And you can follow us on social media, too, facebook.com/DJV. Show or on Twitter at DJV Show. This is the DJV Show at 16 after the hour.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, some people in the news. Puking Putin. Bad Vlad is setting himself up to be the president of Russia until the year 2036. So let's see. That's 16 years from now. He has proposed a constitutional amendment that allows him to stay. And so if you don't vote for him, he's going to shoot you. So I'm guessing this is going to probably...
It'll pass.
pass pretty handily. If there's any opposition, see you all later. The Constitutional Court has to decide this. If it's approved, the public will get to vote on it. Yeah, that'll be good. Right now, presidents in Russia can serve 2 6-year terms, but there's no limit on total terms. So you get out for... what did he do? He became prime minister for a couple of years, right? And then he went back in again, so he's
found
been there.
A loophole, right?
Yes, yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Yep. 67 years old now, so he had 16 years, so that'd be 83 when 2036 comes along. The government resigned, remember, in January after he proposed amendments that would transfer power from the presidency to the parliament, weakening his successor. So that's okay. He wants total, unvarnished control of everything. And I'm betting that he'll get it. What do you bet? And then somebody sooner or later is going to bump him off. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass.
Music, music, music time! 23 after the hour on the DJV program, so let's see what we have up our sleeve here. Beatles, 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 Beatles! Director Peter Jackson's eagerly awaited The Beatles Get Back, which is a new documentary on the band during its final year, going to be released in September, and it'll go into the theaters. This will be cool. All this has been taken from 55 hours of footage shot in early 69 as the Beatles were recording what would become Let It Be. And the film includes never-before-seen footage and audio from all those sessions, including behind-the-scenes clips from the band's 1969 rooftop concert in London. This is going to be a blast, man. This will be a real blast. The movie, according to Jackson, is the ultimate fly-on-the-wall experience that Beatles fans have been long dreaming about, like a time machine, transporting us back to 69. We get to sit in the studio watching these four friends make all this great music together. Get Back also aims, it seems, to elaborate on the original Let It Be movie, which came out in 1970, taken from the same recording sessions. Critics said at the time the film amounted to a documentation of the Beatles' fragmented relationship. Ringo is said to be pleased with the new movie, recently telling a friend that he appreciated that it didn't make it seem as if the band was fighting all the time during the period. It's just not true, he said. And I've heard that from many, many people, that it was just, they just decided they want to go in
a better
direction.
Story to just say, yeah. Oh, they were fighting so much and drama, yeah, you know, yeah, but...
Yeah. Blame it on Yoko. There were hours and hours of just laughing and playing music. Not at all like the version that came out back then. It's Ringo's. This is Ringo's take on it. There was a lot of joy, and I think Peter will show that. I think this version will be a lot more peace and loving, like we really were. Harrison, George Harrison's wife, Donnie.
No, his son, George, Danny.
His son.
Danny,
okay.
Harrison, yeah.
That was, what's his wife's name? I can't remember now. Danny isn't.
Patty?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, maybe.
So's the wife.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I think you're right. Said that I recently attended a screening of the movie, was overwhelmed comparing it to the way Jackson treated World War I footage in his film They Shall Not Grow Old. It is so ridiculously amazing looking. I could see John Lennon's fillings. I emailed Peter yesterday. He said, this is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. So something to look forward to. Yeah, I was.
It's going to be great.
Listen, something that's really going to be good. So that's the story on that
Disney
documentary.
Disney picked it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, Disney's going to release it September, so it'll be fun.
Justin Bieber going to perform at the Kids' Choice Awards program just around the corner. I wonder if that's going to take place or is that going to
be... It got canceled, by the way.
It did.
Oh, yesterday. It did overnight? Oh, okay.
All right, so there's no point to this. But what's the latest?
I think it's so just quickly.
It's rescheduled, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll push it back. Because all the kids need to get slimed and Bieber. So they'll still have it.
At some point. I will. I don't normally watch this stuff, but if Bieber is going to get slimed, I like Bieber.
What does
but
it
I would
mean,
still
be
like.
Slimed? I don't know. What does that mean?
The green slime they drop from the ceiling. It's a Nickelodeon thing. Yeah.
Yeah, Nickelodeon has always had slime.
Sounds like a page out of Ellen DeGeneres' game show.
Well, no, Ellen DeGeneres takes a page out of Nickelodeon's game show.
Oh, they've been doing it for going on for 30 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It all started with You Can't Do That on Television, actually. It was a show
Correct.
On Nickelodeon years ago.
Yep.
Yeah. So a trendsetter, in other words. So.
They used to make green slime shampoo, too. So kids could be at home and slime themselves in the shower.
Really? How did I miss that?
That's a big deal. Your kids know this.
Really?
Ask your kids about it. They'll totally know. Yeah.
I can imagine Brendan doing it. I can't imagine Megan doing it at all. I can imagine if I get some from Miles, him doing it and having a great time with it. Can you still get the stuff?
I think so.
Yeah, probably on eBay for like $5,000.
Really?
CBS probably still has it. Yeah, the Go Drugstore.
Green slime shampoo. I'm making a note to myself right now. Green slime. And you think you can get it at CVS?
Yeah, or the drugstore. Anyone. All right. Target.
All right. Let's take away from that. 28 past the hour. Act like you know that you...
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we'd make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
A smart investment for your business.
Right now at Staples, you can earn 30% back in rewards when you buy $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
So you stock up on ink and earn big rewards that can come in handy for your business.
But hurry, this 30% back in rewards offer is good this week only.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 3/14/20. Exclusions apply. See store or staples.com/30in rewards for details.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's a world problem, and you do need separation in some cases. You have some areas that are very heavily infected.
President Trump talks about the steps being taken in our country to contain the coronavirus.
And you have some areas that aren't, frankly, but we do need separation for a little period of time in some cases.
As he meets at the White House with the Prime Minister of Ireland ahead of St. Patrick's Day, both leaders wearing green ties.
The president has excluded Ireland from the travel ban. One of the things we have in Ireland is CBP, American Border Security in Ireland. Went through it myself yesterday, and they're asking the right questions, whether people had been to China, things like that. So
the stock market having its worst session since 1987 because of coronavirus concerns. The Dow losing 2,353 points. That's down 10%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Get at it here again, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Looking around at the various states, my friend Mr. Bailey out in Roseburg, Oregon, has sent me a note about what the Oregonians are doing. The governor has said all gatherings of over 250 people banned starting immediately for at least the next 4 weeks. The same guidance for schools there. So that's, you know, there's a lot of action steps, and the politicians and bureaucrats are going to have to, you know, somehow or other get on the same page. There's a lot of disorganization to this because it's something that's new. New rules, new situations, new realities, but it isn't going to last. I'm just looking at some of the other things, the long-term care assisted living facilities, limitations by the Board of Health as to the number of people who can come in. And I wonder if it wouldn't make sense at these, you know how that they have those guns when you go into some big event now or into restaurants and stuff. Didn't we have something you were talking about the other day? There's some kind of a little gun you point at somebody's forehead and you can tell what their temperature is.
Yeah, they're using it at Chinese restaurants in L.A.
Chinese restaurants in New York City are empty.
That's no joke. Yeah.
Why only Chinese restaurants?
Because that's where the virus
came from. China.
Well, the Chinese restaurants in New York, come on. That's pretty silly.
I'm just saying that's what's happening. No one's going to Chinese restaurants.
But don't you find that, I mean, it's almost, there's a smirk that goes with that, I guess. Maybe every restaurant should do the same thing. Although, can you imagine doing that in a fast food joint? If somebody that's going to a McDonald's and some guy's pointing a gun at you to see, you know, whether you got a temperature or not. I don't know how practical. Well, listen, everybody's going to take shots trying to get into the National Association of Broadcasters has canceled their annual show, which takes place every year in April. Gonzo. Well, what are they going to do? Have it later? You know, you get much later than that. People don't want their schedules disrupted because of the weather. So they want to go on vacation. And then people say, well, where are we going to go on vacation this year? Everything is topsy-turvy.
Like, yeah, it's like the St. Patrick's Day Parade has been officially canceled in New York City, but they say that they're going to just postpone it. So it's like, well, who wants to celebrate St. Patrick's Day later?
The 17th of May.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Not the same vibe.
No.
Not at all. You had green slime, maybe. You get that and throw it around. That's a good thing for...
Well, they get 2 million spectators for the parade every year, so I guess they figured... I guess they figured if they cancel it, it's saving 2 million people from possibly getting infected.
Right. So does anybody really know what the travel ban is? They have guidelines. There were some suggestions in that in the Oval Office speech about banning travel from Europe. Is that us going there or them coming here?
Both,
or
I think,
the planes
right.
going both directions? So they're just going to stop flying once they get everybody out of there.
It doesn't include England or Ireland right now. So
well, the Irish have no problem with this at all.
No, they do. The schools are closed. Yeah, they do.
Oh, really?
My godmother and her boyfriend are thinking of going to their house in France because they want to get out of Ireland because there are so many cases now in Ireland. It's
what about
everywhere.
France?
This is everywhere. And it's going to be in France, too. So, you know, they have a vacation house on an island in, off the coast of France. And so that's where they want to go. But then you're just on an island with everyone who's going to have it anyway. So,
Yeah.
So, but no, schools are closed. My little cousins are at home. It's the same thing everywhere, really.
So do you have any numbers, Victoria? Although we don't believe them because, as I've said, every time we go over the numbers, whether they're important or not, the Chinese numbers are 40 times whatever they're telling us. So,
the numbers.
80,000 cases in China.
121. Here's the latest number. 100 global cases. 121,098 cases and 4,366 deaths. That's the latest number that I'm seeing. But again, we don't know if China's lying or not. Who knows? And it's in every. There are cases in. Iceland doesn't, Greenland has none. I'm looking at the map of the coronavirus. Greenland's safe. Most of Africa is safe. And pretty much all of Central and South America now have reported cases. So
I'm looking at this guy, doctor, this fellow here in Los Angeles that's on all the radio stations trying to set the record straight. The lethal, is it lethal, not lethal? What are the numbers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? He says the mortality for seasonal flu is 0.1%, 0.1%. The mortality for the virus is about 2 to 2.5%. But he said that's what people are saying, but it's probably closer to 1. So it's still 10 times more lethal than the seasonal flu. That's the thing. But how many people get it? And what goes down the pike? It's just, I mean, when you look at the numbers that way, you realize how impactful the regular flu is. If only 0.1% of people who have the flu die, and so far this year over 13,000 Americans have died of the regular flu, wow. How many people have got the flu?
Isn't the flu considered a pandemic?
No. Why? Isn't it?
Right.
Because every year...
Yeah, you would think...
Yeah, I mean, last year, 76,000 Americans died of the flu. And how many Americans have died so far of this thing? What, 14 or something? I get that, but...
I don't know. Is the flu in every different country all over the world?
It's not in South America. There must be anything other than Australia. We just see what happened with Tom Hanks and his wife. Did they bring it with them, though? That's the question.
Well, I meant the flu, because the reason the coronavirus is a pandemic is because it's all over the world.
Now,
that's
a
what
good question.
Actually makes it a pandemic.
I would think that, I mean, we could find it up.
I think the flu's everywhere.
Yeah, me too.
I think so. Well, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson have both tested positive. The Australian government believes that they either contracted it on the plane on the way to Australia, or they had it already and just didn't have symptoms until they got there, so that they caught it somewhere in California. And so his movie set, he's filming that Elvis biopic where he's playing Colonel Tom Parker. That's been shut down. The Riverdale TV show on the CW, that's been shut down.
That's shot in Australia?
No, that's actually shot in, I want to say, Vancouver.
Yeah.
Is that Vancouver or L.A.?
Vancouver.
Somewhere in Canada. I think if that's where they film all the stuff in Canada, then it's Vancouver, yeah.
Yeah, and so Vancouver's got a big cluster of outbreak, too. So I think we'll probably end up seeing, we'll end up seeing.
I talked to my pal Tucker, who's up there filming that, he's the lead in the new NBC show, Debris, and he said they're going to be done in a couple of weeks. With a pilot, that it'd take them about a month to get it all done.
Well, if somebody shows up on that set testing positive, they're going to shut it down, because that's how they're handling all this. My friend works for a private equity firm in the city, and someone in her office tested positive, and like the whole building, no one's allowed in the building until April.
Really?
So every other.
And then the Olympics. We've been talking about all the sports things that are shutting down. The Olympics. What happens if that gets kicked off? All these athletes that have been working all this length of time, and they put it off for 2 years, and what does that do to the cycle of things? Why would they put it off for 2 years, I guess, with that? There are more questions. Well, every time we come up with something, there are more questions about what we come up with than there are answers at this point, because it's something that hasn't really been around for a while, at least taken this way. You go back to the SARS thing, which was the most recent prior to this, and you can go back. There was something 10 years before that, and there was something...
Well, and there's so much bad information, because everybody uses social media, and everybody watches the news.
You're right.
And every day it's a different story. There needs to be... And that's why I just started going to the CDC website, because at least you have one consistent message.
Yeah, but they're a bunch of bureaucratic blockheads. Most of them, they don't have the courage they were born
with. But at least you have one story. Otherwise, if you're looking at social media, you're watching... some people say, oh, it's no big deal. Some people say, oh, it's the worst thing ever.
Here's what I saw yesterday, Jennifer. Simple self-check that we can do for ourselves every morning. So everybody listen up to this. This is what has been provided by, if you want to take their word for it, the experts in Atlanta, I think the CDC's in Atlanta. Take a deep breath and hold your breath for 10 seconds. If you complete it successfully without coughing, without any discomfort, without any stiffness, no tightness, it proves there is no fibrosis in the lung, which is what will kill you. The fibrosis is what causes or is tantamount to pneumonia. There's no infection if you can do all of those things. So self-check every morning in some place that has clean air. That sounds like pretty good advice. The Japanese doctors that are treating this say everybody should ensure their mouth and throat is moist, never dry. Take a couple of sips of water every 15 minutes. Even if the virus gets into your mouth, drinking water or any liquid will wash them down through your esophagus into your stomach, and your stomach acid will kill the virus. You don't want it to get into your windpipe or into your lungs. That's where the danger is. So the more water you drink, I've found myself, when I'm on the air here, I actually have a concoction of lemonade, and there's some ginger in my drink that I have, and tea. And but I'm always drinking. I always want my mouth to be moist. But I think more, you can drink anything. But doesn't that make so much sense?
This is literally the only advice that I have heard, besides washing your hands, that makes any sense. That's a practical application that everyone can do. So props to you for actually delivering useful information, because I didn't get anything from the president. I haven't gotten much from the CDC.
No, you don't get anything else. But it is practical.
That was not getting.
Where did you get that? Because my dad gave me the same information yesterday. Did you guys both get an email?
Well, we both were. Was it yesterday we were together or the day before?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think. I'm trying to figure out where it was. Hold on just a second, and I will find.
Because he gave me the same one yesterday.
Did he really?
I'm just curious. Yes.
You know what? I pulled it off of a website yesterday afternoon that I was looking at. Hold on just a second, and I'll
Well, this is information I need to send to my mom because my mom is considered to be very high risk. And so she's got lung issues and she's diabetic.
Just tell her what I just told you.
Yeah.
Swallow the stuff. I'm sure if you Google Japanese doctors and COVID, you'll come up with the same thing. But I will look for that source. But I think if you just Google that, I'll do that for in the next minute or two as well. Well, I'm going to remind you first, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is all over the place. His updates on the coronavirus, part of the most recent Good Day Health podcast that you can get at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
I'm Andy Solomon. 5G is here. It's the next generation of wireless network technology, and T-Mobile has the first and only nationwide 5G network. And unlike other wireless providers, T-Mobile is giving 5G access at no extra cost. Tech expert Andrea Smith.
If you're looking to upgrade to a 5G phone, the new Samsung Galaxy S20 flagship devices are here. The S20 Plus and the S20 Ultra are the first smartphones in the U.S. that tap into the full potential of 5G. They're available today at T-Mobile with amazing deals.
These deals are for everyone, even businesses.
Get up to half off the latest Samsung Galaxy smartphones via bill credits with an eligible trade-in or snag a BOGO offer with bill credits when adding a line. And only T-Mobile includes 5G in all of its plans. That means anyone can get two lines starting at just $90 a month plus tax for T-Mobile Essentials with 5G included.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Moving into another corner with Dr. Ken, this is Ask Dr. Ken, a weekly feature here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology with the focus on fish oil and what happens. We know that fish oil is good for the heart. The question is it good for other things like your kidneys, your organs? Is there a roundup of info where you can suggest that people who have various problems, Ken, might be helped by using fish oil, some of the really good, strong, reliable ones?
Well, I recommend getting your fish oil naturally from fish. And there have been reports besides the heart and the brain that it is helpful for, but certainly with arthritis, it's been reported it's good for your skin, your hair, your joints, even your eyes. So clearly this is a very healthy product, but before you start taking this in pharmaceutical prescription levels, talk to your doctor. But I certainly encourage people to have a serving of oily fish several times a week. I try myself at least 5 days a week to have a serving of oily fish.
All right. Somebody wants to know if you've ever used CBD oil. We all know it's an outgrowth of hemp. There is a bill actually before Congress to create a reality where hemp is actually 1%, not 0.03%. Hemp would be considered, if it's over that, it's considered cannabis. And so they're trying to expand a little bit on that because people, it's hard to grow the stuff, and doesn't make a difference whether it's 0.03% or 1%. I don't know whether it does. I can't tell you that. I'm not an expert. I am going to try to get a lot of farmers in Massachusetts to grow hemp once they figure out how to get it processed and out of the state. But this person just wants to know whether you've taken CBD oil, what you think of it, why is it so popular, sort of an overview of CBD. But I am curious, too, whether you've used it for anything internally or externally.
Well, let's first talk about what people are suggesting with this hot item where it may help. People are saying it can relieve pain. It could reduce anxiety and depression. It can alleviate cancer-related symptoms. It may reduce acne. What else do people suggest? It may provide neuroprotective properties, and it could benefit heart health. And there's several other potential benefits people talk about: antipsychotic effects, substance abuse treatment, anti-tumor effects, diabetes prevention. However, these are all in the early stages, and for me, you know, I like evidence. I don't want to be, unless it's a matter of life and death, I don't want to be an early user, because I don't know what the potential complications of all of this usage is. And I don't think anyone yet knows. There have been some side effects identified so far. It's usually tolerated okay, but there's been diarrhea, fatigue, changes in appetite and weight, and these things can also interact with some medications, so you have to talk to your doctor or pharmacist about this. And I'm just waiting for more studies to be done so we know about its safety, its effectiveness. Sometimes these things can also cause liver toxicity. So just be careful about being an early adopter.
All right. Next up is the diet that you recommend. I know you talk about Mediterranean diet. This person wants to know about the so-called longevity diet, wondering whether this is, you know, a good way to get rid of. This person read something about stubborn weight loss. We get older, it's really hard, or much harder, to lose the weight than it was when we were younger. So I know you like, maybe you're just going to go there and not worry about the longevity diet, but the way to lose weight and keep it off, that's what people want to know.
Well, I think the longevity diet, what most people think about that is that you're trying to reduce calories, yet consume foods rich in nutrients, and this helps slow down the aging process. And, you know, again, I think that just use common sense. I think the most well-studied, Doug, the most well-studied diet is the Mediterranean diet. And so I don't think you really need to look for anything else. Just
other than
the Mediterranean diet is fine. You just need to know how many calories for you need to get to the weight you want. And a doctor who's interested in prevention or a dietitian easily could calculate that individually for you based on your height and your activity.
That's the story. Dr. Ken, who's a preventive cardiologist, practices at Lake Cardiology, Honduras, Florida. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug. I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.